tackle this tostos. It's not a simple tostos. The first half of tostos is much easier than the second half. So, tostos says, it's not even that bad. Tostos says, Yesh beggar bekever udabana have. Yadin, may I impose upon you?
I have not seen it yet.
You have not seen it yet. Yitzi, have you seen it?
I've seen the first half.
Okay, the smart move there. Okay, so let's try to tackle this slowly. I think I finally got the second half. I probably need a night's sleep on it to have it absolutely clear in my head, but let's start with the first half. Go ahead. Okay, so let's just start. The question of the Gemara was, Yesh beggar bekever, and if Yesh beggar bekever, so she will turn into a bogeres while she's dead. And the Gemara says, the nafkamina will be that her children will inherit. So ultimately the Gemara is going to say she can't have children at that stage. She already had to have been a bogeres. But while the Gemara has havamina that she in fact could have had a child already, so if yesh beggar, if ain beggar bekever, the money goes to her father. If yesh beggar bekever, it's going to go to her children. Now her father, the money that would go to her is not a chiddush. The only chiddush, there's a chiddush there. The chiddush is he doesn't hold like Abaye. Abaye said that benasan lavi and aravel al lavi mesa. But the fact that it would go to her son if yesh beggar bekever means that she receives a knas bekever and she's morish that levaneha. And normally the way Yerusha works is if you yarshin something when you're dead, so you morish it to your yorshim, that's all. So if a man dies, his father is alive. If his father, let's say he has a brother, let's say no b'chor halach, let's just keep it simple. So he has a brother, the father dies, the living son inherits half the estate, the dead son inherits half the estate, if the dead son has heirs, has children. So the money goes to his children, right? He's Yorish Bekever and he's Lahorish Levanov. So in this case, the daughter receives this payment, which presumably would include Kanas, Boshes, Pagame, Bitzar, Bekever, and the Gemara says with the Benahave, it goes on to her children. So it's mashma from the Gemara, although one could have perhaps suggested otherwise. In fact, the Tosis will suggest early on, the Re suggests that. But the pashtus in the Gemara here, the pashtus is that we're talking about what and why. Why? Well, Abaye, granted, as the previous part is taught, Nasan Lavi Anara, Vilo Lavi Mesa, is only Knas. Right? Nobody, I think, is going to say that the Mamanos of Boshes and Pagam, and if there was Tsar, nobody's going to say that because she's died, the father doesn't receive that. It's only the Knas. It's the Xeris HaKasav of that Parsha. Right? Again, if I beat the daylights out of someone, and then they subsequently, unrelated, die, we don't say that I'm pata from paying the Yorshim, the Mamon, because he didn't collect. And the answer, of course, I'm chayiv. It's Nesek, it's Mamon, I'm chayiv to pay. Whether or not there was Umda B'din, whether there was a Gemara Din, whether there was a Tchilas Din, whether there was any Din, I'm still chayiv to pay. And therefore, if the man now dies, it goes to the Yorshim. The Yorshim have a Tviya on it. Right? So, V'nasan Lavi Hanara presumably is referring to the Knas. So then, if you're going to say that Yesh Beger Bekever and Beger Bekever refers to only the Boshes B'gam, you're saying that we've really shifted gears here. Nagar?
Just a quick question. Do you pay like nezek for trefer shiv mirah? Because the case you mentioned, like I'm curious, do you pay nezek like the person who's about to die?
Well, the question is, if you've done nezek, you pay nezek.
Okay, so it's not.
In other words, obviously, when someone is terminally ill, cutting, you know, lying in a hospital bed, you know, and going to die within a week, and you cut off their arm, it might very well be that the nezek is zero because their arm was useless to them anyway. There might be tsar, there might be boshes, there's probably not sheves either, and there might be ripui. But you're not going to have nezek because the person wasn't worth anything anyway in the first place.
Uh-huh. But you're going to have the other thing, you're saying.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And, you know, so the answer is there is nezek. It's just, I mean, if nezek is zero, so then it's zero. Okay. So, So the mashmos in the Gemara is that is putting aside that possibility, which in fact is a real possibility because the Ri is going to suggest it at least at one point, is that the girl would receive the knas when dead, having turned into a bogeres, and since she's a bogeres, the knas doesn't go to the father, it goes to her, and therefore she's morish at levanah. It's mashma that Adam is morish knas levanah. Now why is that a problem? So for starters, let me review for you the sugya on Daf Mem Beis. At first, the Gemara had a shaila. Abaye asked Rabba, what would the din be according to Rabbi Shimon? According to Rabbi Shimon, now remember, Rabbi Shimon said two things. Rabbi Shimon said that when you tovea, anasta upitisas biti, mashbeichani v'amar amein, that, and v'chazar v'hoda, that he's potter, is because the father was being tovea the knas. He was not being tovea the mamon. That's what Rabbi Shimon thought. That was number one. Number two, Rabbi Shimon said in the Mishnah that the money does not go to the father unless it's been collected, or to the brothers unless it's been collected by the father already. But if the before, as opposed to the Chachamim who say that only if it's Amda Bedin, and let's say Amda Bedin means even Nischaiva Bedin, that actually is relevant in this Tosus, even though he doesn't explicitly address it. If it is Nischaiva Bedin, or at the very least, if the Edom testified already, so you can't be Chozer Modeh. So the Chachamim say it's mamon at one of those points. Rabbi Shimon says it's not; it's mamon for all purposes. It goes to the father. It goes to the brother. If he dies, it goes to the brothers. Lo Risha Levana. Once you have Amda Bedin, Rabbi Shimon says until you collect it, it doesn't go to the father. It doesn't go to the brother. If she turns into Bogeres before the father collects it, the money goes to her. If the father dies or she turns into Bogeres before it's been collected, the money doesn't go to the brothers. So the question was, according to Rabbi Shimon, what would happen in a case where a man says to someone, Anasta piti sasbiti, the other guy, and amanti badin v'nischayavta li bebeistin. And the other guy says, and the posture is the way Rashi says is correct, if the other guy's moda, then of course he's chayav to pay. It's mamon, it's not knas. And now, but he's kofer. And then chaz and makes a shvua, and then he's chozer moda. So the question is he chayav to bring a karban shvua or not? So the Gemara Rabba says that according to Rabbi Shimon, it says mamonahu. I'll say that's all he said, mamonahu. So immediately, in the short version, the Gemara asks Akasha, Rabbi asks Akasha from a brisa that makes it clear that according to Rabbi Shimon, Amda Badin, in such a case, he would be potter from a karbon shvua. So Rabba says the answer is yes. Amodina lacha, that legarbe karbon shvua, Rabbi Shimon says that you're potter, which the Gemara will later say is because Ikara was Kenas. Even though now it's Mamon, even though now if he's Moda, he would have been Chayiv to pay. When you say Anastas Ptisas Biti, when it's Chayavta Libidin, if the guy said yes, it's correct, he'd have to pay. Nonetheless, because Ikara was Kenas, you don't bring a Karban Shua. So Rabbi says, when I said to you Mamonahu, I meant Lo Risha Levanov. From the time you have Nischaivus Bedin, even though the money hasn't been collected, so it's now Mamon that you're Moishat Levanov. Had it been Kenas, he wouldn't be Moshit Levanov. That's what it sounds like. Now, the Gemara, of course, asked Akasha, it's against the Mishnah. Took him 22 years to answer the question, and the Gemara's answer seems to be that Lagabe, all other dinim, except for this particular one where it says, V'nosan lavi anara, by all other dinim, once you have, I'll say, Amda Bedin, once you have a Schaiv Bedin, Amda Bedin, at that point, the Kanas, it seems, turns into Mamon, and therefore, the Yorshim receive it. By a case of Knas of Ones and Mefata, because it's from Asan Lavi and Ara, it only becomes Mamon from the Mishas Nesina. So the simple reading of the Gemara, which the Riha Lavana is going to suggest a rather creative reading of the Gemara, but the simple reading of the Gemara is that Ein Adam Marish Kras Lavanov, period. And even the mamon of Ones and Mefata of Kanas, the Kanas that turned into mamon, Adam is not Moish because of Exeris HaKosev. Okay? All right, so that's the problem. The problem is that Gemara seems to be pretty explicit. Ein Adam Marish Kanas Levanov, a person's only Marish Mamon. And the only question we're discussing is what is the conversion point? And our Gemara here implies that if the girl were to die before receiving the money, before Ahamad Abedin, and she was to have beggar bekever, if you saw such a thing applied, that there could be a bagrus that happens when she reaches the appropriate age, even though she's dead. So then the money, including the knas, the pastor says, would go to her children. And therefore, you see that other marish knas levana. So that's the problem. Okay, now Tosus has another problem. Go ahead, Yitzi. Okay, the Gemara wanted to know later, Yesh Bega Bekever Upaka'av, or Ein Bega Bekever, and therefore what? And the Gemara modifies the suffix of Rabav, Yesh Bega Bekever, Ein Bega Bekever. So Yesh Bega Bekever Upaka'av, Ein Bega Bekever, and if Ein Bega Bekever, what's the din there? The father would receive it. Now, is that a problem of being Yerush Knas?
If there's no paka, no problem.
If not paka, no problem, why? The father's receiving it. Why isn't it considered Yerush Knas Bekever?
It's not a boger, so it's automatically given.
Correct. And as he's not really getting it, it's not really getting it from her. If you don't have a Xeris Akasav of an Asan La Avi Hanara of Abaye, it means he's not getting the money through her. No, it really goes directly to the father. It's not really through Yerusha. But if you say Yesh Bega Bekever, then Paka Av. Then Paka Av, and the Av, and now the simple reading of the Gemara is to paka av, and the father doesn't get anything. So, what do you see? Why doesn't the father, if Yesh Bega Bekever, what should have happened?
If there's a Yerusha, it should go to the father.
He should Yarshin it from her. You're right. It doesn't go to him, it goes to her. But she's dead. He is her heir. He is her closest heir. So, why does the Gemara says Ein Bega Bekever, and it belongs to the father, Yesh Bega Bekever, paka av? Even if Yesh Bega Bekever, so it would still go to the father. Alma, that ain't other marish knas yorshav, and therefore she is not marish the knas to her father. Therefore, the guy, the rapist, gets to keep the money. So you see, that's a second raya than ain't other marish knas levana, which is a more powerful raya for what reason? It's internal to the sugya.
Yeah.
It's internal to the sugya. Right? One of the when we complete this tosos b'ezras Hashem, we will look at Tosos, and you can, if you finish Tosos, and if you've really finished it, but if you finish Tosos, you go to Tosos and Baba Kama, top of Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, and it's the second Tosos, like Dibur Maaschal Seifa. And the first answer that Tosos is going to give there is that Rav and Rav Nachman and that Sugya don't hold of the Sugya in Aaron. Right? So as you can say, they disagree. But it's hard to argue when it's internal in the Sugya, that there's a stira within the Sugya itself. So for this, Tosos has an answer. What's the answer for the second Kasha? Go ahead. Okay, so either way he gets it. There's a lacuna in Tosus. No. You got to fill in something. Yesh litchos, how? He's about to give a hesber for something, but he hasn't really said how yesh litchos. He's going to spell, in other words, how is he being docha fundamentally, the raya from the Lamed Tes Amud Aleph? Now you're jumping ahead. Tosus didn't say this the way, Tosus would have gotten a C minus in freshman comp if he had written it this way. Totally unclear to the reader. What did Yesh Litchos how?
Saying that the case is different.
Saying that when the Gemara says Yesh Bega Bekever Upaka Av, it means the father still gets it. Not it's not saying that the onus is off the hook, that the rapist is off the hook. It's yesh litchos that the father still does get it, that he's still yorish to knas from his daughter. So then, of course, the question is, well, who cares? Who cares if you get it, you scratch your ear this way or you scratch your ear this way? It's the same thing. So first he says, miyu ahud b'samach yesh litchos. Namely, that either way it goes to the father. Then you're asking, paka'av doesn't mean the father doesn't get it. Paka'av means the father is yorish from his daughter bekever. She's morish tim knas. So then you say, but what's the Gemara Shaila? Who cares? You know, it's a distinction without a difference. It's counting how many angels can stand on the head of a pin. So the Tosfos says, no. He says, the nafkamina, there's a big nafkamina, whether or not the father gets it or he yarshins it from his daughter. Why? The nafkamina... Oh, the matter is whether or not her Balei Chovos have a stake in it. Go ahead, now he spells it out. Avogad the Morish Kanas. Correct. In other words, if they're Balei Chovos, even though she's Moreshes the Kanas to him, nonetheless the Balei Chovos now can stick their fingers into the pie. Okay. Right, so Tosfos never spells out, I mean, I think it's obvious, but Tosfos never spells out that part, that Yesh Lidchos, that Adam is Morish Knas Levanov, right? That the Isha, that the Bas is Morish Knas to her father. And when it says Paka Av, doesn't mean he doesn't get it. It just means he doesn't get it. His direct Zechuyos in the Knas are dissolved. His indirect Zechuyos of Yerusha from her, that remains intact. So now Tosfos says, answer number one. In one word, this answer is a called a what kind of an answer? I think he uses the word. No. There's a term for this. I pointed it out this year. When the Gemara could have asked another kasha. Ulita'amech. Even if you naniach that you're correct, that a girl could have a child, even when she's a katana, how can you say that it would go to her child? Ain't other Marish Knasavanov. It could have said ulitamech, but it didn't. In other words, Tosfos would use that language. Remember the Gemara that could have given a different kasha, but this kasha worked. Neinachanami, the Gemara could have asked that kasha.
They asked.
They didn't ask because the first obvious one that came to mind is like, someone said, oh, and we go to her child. And they say, what in God's name are you talking about? How could she have a child? Oh, by the way, also, even if she did, you know, she still could be Marish Knaslav now. But that's what Ulit Ta'amech is. It's the Gemara could have asked the Kasha, but it had another Kasha. So the Gemara could have said, okay, Naniach will grant you the premise of the first question that she could have had a child. But it could have said, Litamech, that she could have a child, and he would be in position to be Yorish, but ain't other Marish Knas Levanim. The Gemara could have asked Akasha, but it didn't need to, because it already smashed the premise of the first approach with the question that it asked. Okay. That's one approach. Okay, next approach. Okay, stop. So the answer without the Kasha. Right? The answer without the kasha is,
it's not talking about
knas. It's talking about mamonos. It doesn't fit very well in the flow of the sugya, but let's accept that premise. Then when the gemara here has a suffix, yesh beger bekever, ein beger bekever. So initially the suffix the gemara is as follows: ein beger bekever, and therefore everything goes to the father, which would include the knas and the boshes and the pagam, and if this tzar. Or do we say yesh beger bekever, in which case the daughter would receive in the kever the boshes, the pagam, and the tzar for elephant, not the knas, and that would go to her child, since it doesn't go to her. Then the Gemara will say, well, that doesn't actually work because she can't have a child, so now the Gemara is going to come up with a different approach, which you could just read simply, the pshutan shodvarim, ein beger bekever, and therefore it all goes to the father, yesh beger bekever, and the father's zechus on knas is simply dissolved. Okay.
Yes. I know it's very problematic with the flow of the sugya, given what Abai is talking about.
Okay.
Technically speaking, just to play devil's advocate for a moment, when the Gemara says Milta de Pshita Leila Abaye, we don't actually know the full, you know, what the Milta is. Maybe the Milta that's Pshita Leila Abaye, according to Ri, is, you know, Mama. But Rabba's confused about it.
No, I had the Rabba. Well, no. Firstly, well, no. Abaye is clearly talking about Kanas. I don't think there's any suffix about that. You could argue whether Rabba got confused over that, but that's not what the Gemara means anyway. Milsa de pshita le Abaye mi bai le Rabba. So that means that which Abaye took for granted, that the Kanas is no Kanas if the girl is dead, Rabba was misupak about.
But Abaye is talking about Kanas and Mama. And that's obvious to Abaye that Knas and Mamon disappear.
Really? No, he's not.
in other words, according to at least the Rishonim who hold that they should be connected, so then, yeah, he's probably talking about all of it.
No, I don't know that anybody said... Remember, Tosus is the one who says that they're connected, and Tosus says here, they're not connected for all purposes. They don't have the same din for all purposes.
For Rava.
So what are you trying to solve with this?
I'm trying to solve the flow of the Gemara for Re.
You're saying Abaye said it by both. So that makes it easier when Rava says it only by one. It's still a little bit of a jump.
It's still a little bit of a jump, but it just means...
Less of a jump.
Milta is, it, by its nature, a vague term. So you could have told me it's everything we were just talking about, or it was part of what we were just talking about.
Interesting.
So Rava has a question.
Because they use that
puzzle. So, you know, you're right on one level, but I tend to think that ultimately it's not correct. And I say that in the following sense. Tosus offers a very compelling svara. In other words, Boshes and Pagam and Knas are not equated in the full sense. And it seems to me, again, I can't disprove what you're saying, but it seems to me that what those Rishonim who link the two say is that whoever gets the Knas gets the Boshes and Pagam as well. But it doesn't say when there's no knas, there can't be boshes and pagam. Tosus gives the example if you mow that, right? That's explicit in many sugyos. If you mow down the boshes and pagam, you're chayiv. If you mow down the knas, you're potter. I think it's a davar pashut from certain sugyos, like the beginning of the Ula sugyo, Ula b'yochan Reish Lakish. It's a davar pashut that if you have a bogeris, there's boshes and pagam, but there's no knas. So when we have a Gzeres HaKosov that says V'nasan la'vi ha'narav v'lo la'vi mesa, why would one assume that that would now that the Torah has exempted this girl from Knas, that it's also exempted the Boshes and Pagam? That's a big leap.
For me, it does answer the way that we compare our own Mishnayot to language of Nezikin in general, because it's always weird to me that here we have Boshet, Pagam, and Tsar, and elsewhere in Nezikin it's like, well, you know, we'll just evaluate things and you get what you're owed. You know, the terminology here seems unique to our case. So,
well, no, I don't think so. I think it's because there's generally no Shevis and there's no Ripoy. Right? In other words, unless the guy physically destroyed her, not just raped her, right, there's no Nezek because those Besulim... I mean, there is Nezek, but actually there's no Shevis, because it doesn't stop her from going to work, right? Women who have to Lila be a Rishona, they might be bleeding. It doesn't interfere generally with their ability to do work. And there's no Ripui, because it heals on its own. That's just the nature of the way it is. So the fact that it singles them out, and Tsar, the reason is because Tsar only applies when she is an anusa. In fact, there's a shita that says it doesn't even apply there because she was going to lose her psulim eventually anyway. Okay, and then the chacham say no, it's worse the other way. Whatever. So the bottom line is it has to single them out because not all chamisha in the nizakin are relevant, and they want to make the point of the machlokas by tzar. So I don't know that indicates that there's something unique in this particular parsha. I don't think so. You have a miktas taina because go back to the sugya of that same sugya, Lamed Beisim and Aleph with Ula, and the question of Malachova b'chaver shechen chay b'chamisha dvarim. So that was where we did ask that kasha, that in theory you're chay b'chamisha dvarim by ones also. It's just that you normally don't have chamisha dvarim. But I think you're pushing it a little bit with that. I understand the benefits of trying to say that, but I think al pi svara Tosus has to be correct, and I think it would apply to your suggestion as well, Moshe.
Yeah, I missed what you said. Does the
reuse
the
nafkamina balichova? Yes. Well, that's in the That was in the Dechiyah part. That was to explain why the Gemara in Lamites and Aleph might not be a kasha on Lamites and Beis. But ultimately, Tosfos thinks there's a kasha anyway because of the sugya at the beginning of Perek Nara and the simple reading of Lamites and Aleph. So the first teretz of Tosfos was that the Gemara could have asked that kasha as well here, but they asked a different kasha and destroyed this suggestion. And the second approach is to say that Rava's whole discussion was only on Posha Sabgam, not Knas. And we only say in Adam Marish Knas Levanam, not in Adam Marish Mama Levanam.
So then,
Lametet Amadal. You read it at Kipshuto.
Like, it's Knas. It's dealing with Knas. Is it dealing with Knas?
It would have to be Knas, yes. Lametet Amadal would have to be Knas.
Wait, how could it transform? Wait, in the beginning, it's according to the read, it's talking about Moshe Begam.
Yeah.
Then how could it transform to Knas? Shouldn't it be the Balei Chovot Nafkamina?
No, he would simply say that the Gemara in the second version of the Kasha understood Rava differently. Now, as the first version of the Gemara understood Rava was asking a Shaila about Yesh Beger Bekever with respect to the Mamanos of this Ones. And then, when the Gemara said that can't be, because she can't have any heirs, so now the Gemara reformulates Rava's Ibaye, and now Rava's Ibaye really is about Knas. And the question is, does the father get the Knas directly, or is there no Knas, because it goes to the girl in the Kever, because she's Yesh Beger Bekever, and therefore there's just no Knas at all.
Oh, okay.
So what you're pointing out correctly in your line of questioning is that Tosfos will presumably acknowledge that when the Gemara shifts gears and reformulates Rava's question, the Ibaye has now shifted to Knas. But you're observing correctly, that's a little bit, it's not impossible, it's a little strange. Right? Back and forth.
Right, but you could give the answer from the beginning about Balei Chovot being the Nafkamina.
No, because, you mean, and they're talking about the Mamanos.
Yeah.
Amonos, you're correct. Fine, you're correct.
Okay.
No. You're not.
Okay.
Because presumably, it's a really interesting question we haven't explored until this point.
Why doesn't it work?
Because is there a real Hava Mina? Is there a real Fetosis? Maybe there is. In other words, is there a real Hava Mina? If Poka Av it would mean, okay, fine. Yeah, your thing can stand. I'm trying to figure out, when there's no knas being paid, is there any shaila about how the mammon works? In other words, in the tzad that yesh beger bekever, so why is it that onus, that boshes pagam, according to Tosfos, go to the daughter after bagrus? In other words, if this bagra kodem sh'am da bedin, so machlokas are shown him what happens to the boshes and the pagam, right? Tosfos and the who agrees with Tosfos, the Ravid? No, it's a machlokas from Ravid. I don't know who goes which way. It's Tosfos, and one of them says that just as the knas goes to the girl after bagra kodem shamdadin, so does the boshes and pagam, right? The svara being that if she gets one, whoever gets the kanas gets the others. But we agree that if there's no kanas, that doesn't mean that you don't get the others, right?
Right.
So now what I'm asking, if you say yesh bege bekever upaka av, and ain on the marish kanas, levana, the way Tosfos wants to say, so who does the kanas get paid to? Nobody. It doesn't get paid. Because yesh bege bekever, it doesn't go to the father, and it doesn't go to her because she's dead and he doesn't have to pay. So now when he does have to pay Moshes and Pagam, why would you say that it goes too hard to get to the father? She never got the Knas. That's what I'm wondering about. Or do you say that since in theory she should have gotten the Knas, but she's dead, so she also gets the Moshes and Pagam?
So so the boshet becomes not just mammon, it's like something that's connected to the knas.
Well, the chiddush of Tosfos, and we're working now within Tosfos. Tosfos claims that when a girl, we say that amda bedin ad shelo bagra, if he looks to the father. Bagra kodem sha'amda badin goes to her. The question is, what goes to her? So some Rishonim say only the knas. Because who took away the father's chus and the mama? But Tosos and I, the Ram and the Rabbi, claim no. Once the knas is going to her, so does the boshes begam. They're sort of tethered. So we noted, and that's why Tosos is about to get into this kasha here about what the Re just said. Right? Tosos is about to ask the kasha here. How can you say that it's talking about the boshes begam? They always go together with the knas. Tosos will say they don't always go together with the knas. In the Mishnah later, they go together with the knas. We'll talk about that, but they don't always go together. And one of the rayas he brings is that if you're moda to the knas, you're pato in that, but you still have to pay the boshes begam. So why don't you say that if you're pato in the knas, you're pato in boshes begam? The answer is they're not inextricably linked. So now when we go to Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. You want to claim, you're suggesting the following, that maybe once Tosfos, the Riyah said that we're talking about Boshes of Gan, that was Rav Shaila. So the second version of the Shaila was, Yesh Beger, Ein Beger Bekever, and the Mammon goes to the father. Yesh Beger Bekever, and the Mammon goes to her, and the father is Yerushit, and the Afgamin is the Balei Chovos. The same way Tosfos wanted to say when he initially thought it was Knas.
Yes.
Correct? When he was being Doche, and maybe it holds an Amarish Knas. So what I'm telling you is, does it make any sense that Rava should have a Havamina, that the Boshes of Pagam should go to the daughter and then the father should inherit it for her if there's no Knas being paid?
If they're not inextricably linked, then there could be a Havamina because they're not linked, so it's Mamor.
But then it goes directly to the father. He never lost his Chuyos.
Okay, so that part does not have a chiddush. Does the other half have a chiddush?
No, Ein Beger Bekever, of course the money goes to the father. And Yesh Beger Bekever, of course the money goes to the father. It was only the knas that should have been a shaila. Then you're going to tell me the mammon goes along with the knas. I'll agree if there was a knas being paid. But there's no knas being paid because she's dead.
Okay, I see.
So that's why I'm not, I think Tosfos Lamaskana might. I'm not saying you're 100%, you might be right, but I'm more noted towards thinking that the Lamaskana, the Gemara's Ibaye, and the Sekh has to be back on Knas. In other words, the Gemara's gone back and forth. That's once they're reinterpreting what Rava's Shaila was, they can now say it's on Knas.
Okay, fine.
But you could be, I'm not saying, I think you're 100% not right, but I'm noted towards thinking better to say it goes back to Knas.
Okay.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, so now let's read the va'afah. So the remoki lahach baye the halcha beboshes ubgam the mamona havi yichol lahorish. Now the question. Go ahead, Yitzi. Va'afagav.
Va'afagav. It's not bereish nara. Lo ispika la mod bedin ad shemeta av. Har hinshal atzma.
So the din is that lo ispika la mod bedin ad shemeta av or ad shebagra harei hein shel atzma. And Tosa says. Hain, in the plural. So obviously, what do you see? That the Lami. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Mashra, okay. The Omeri. So think about the drasha. Vinasan ha'ish hashochev ima la'aviha narach ha'mishim kosef. That's the pasuk that teaches you. Tachas asherina. That's the ending. So what you learn from that is tachas asherina is that's only. That's besides Boshes of Pagam. Chamishim Kesav Boshes of Pagam. So you see that in the process of Nisina, the two are linked. Lemisha Zenitan, Zenitan. So when you're paying Boshes Pagam and you're paying Knas, whoever you give the Knas to, you give the Boshes to Pagam to. However, that doesn't mean, Lagabe, the possibility being Morish, that you, just because you can't be Morish one, you can't be Morish the other. Avalamili Acharine. Okay.
But Abaye is using that same exact pasuk, so that's why, like, it doesn't make sense to me.
Abaye is using that same pasuk. Yeah.
He's saying that there's a difference between membet in regards to bosher pagam and kenas being connected, where because tachat asher ina, it links them together. But for other inyanim, it's not necessarily linked together. But Abaye uses that exact pasuk
to teach you that there's no knas. You're saying there's no knas by mesa, so why don't you say if there's no knas by mesa, there's no boshes and pagam? You guys are giving me a hard time today, don't you? You've been preparing. I'm sure I can come up with a chiluk. It's going to be splitting hairs. But you say according to Abaye, if this pasuk is the makar, in fact, Abaye's makar is really embedded more so. V'nasan ha'isha shochevi ma hanu ashchiva. Right, that was Abaye, if I'm not mistaken. So hana ashchiva. Right, and the answer to that question is because it's only talking about hana ashchiva is v'nasan, but the rest of it is separate. But then the same thing should be true for Rava. Tachas asherina mechlal de'ika boshe sufkam. Yeah. Right. So you're really launching a heat sinking missile at Tosis's whole sheet then, in the first place, for linking the two.
Yeah.
Even because you're attacking your kasha really challenges Tosis's premise at the beginning of the fourth parak.
Yeah,
that once you're giving the kanas to the daughter after Bagor or Mesa Ab, the Boshes Milam also goes to the daughter. Yeah, that's a fair kasha. Okay, so Tosis says that he thinks that it's really only a limited hekesh, and his raised that Boshes of Gam Mishalam Piatzma kanas and Mishalam Piatzma. Right, so if we stopped here, everything would be very happy. We'd go home. There's some brilliant chidushim said in Shir. There was some dechio said in Shir. But now the problem becomes the second half of Tosfos. The kasha is an obvious question. It's a slam dunk question. And there's an obvious answer too, which Tosfos the here doesn't give, but Tosfos and Bava Kama suggests. But we have two terutzim to that kasha in Tosfos here that we have to deal with. So first, the kasha. Let me take the liberty of reading to you the Gemara Bava Kama separately, because if you didn't look it up, you might have figured, you could figure out Tosfos not looking it up anyway, but it's worth looking it up. Did you look up the Gemara Rabba Kama?
Yeah.
Okay. So what was the Shaila? That's the part that Tosfos doesn't quote. He starts with Chamisha Chatzai Vakar, but you're wondering what's this talking about. So what was the question? I looked at the Gemara a couple times, so I remember. What was the Shaila the Gemara started with? Moshe and Yuri own a cow. And I'm really hungry for a steak. And I steal their cow. And I shech their cow. And then I see Moshe walks into the Beis Medrash at 9 o'clock, a minute before Yuri walks in. And I say, oh my God. One's there at 9, one's there at 9:01. And I walk in, I say, oh God, Moshe, I'm so sorry. I stole your cow and I shechted it. And I go to my wallet and I start to pull out the money to pay it. And Yuri, I don't bother to say anything to. And then Adam come in and say that Rebbe shechted, stole the cow and shechted it. I was moed to him already. I was moted to him, but I wasn't moted to him. So the question is, maybe I potter on the, maybe, I don't know how you pay 5 half cows. That'd be interesting. But that's such an interesting image. But I know maybe to Yudi I have to pay 5 half cows. To Moshe, I only pay half a cow. I pay the Karen. To him, which is half. So I pay half a cow as Karen. To Yudi, I pay half a cow as Karen. Half a cow as Kefil. And 3 half cows as, hey. So that was the question of the Gemara. Do we say Chamisha Vakar Rafidu Chamisha Chatzoe Vakar or Dafka Chamisha Vakar? They only have to pay Dalad Behe if you're paying Dalad Behe. Now, notice that this is an interesting, if you take the Dalad case, this is an interesting permutation because you remember the Gemara said that you pay Dalad Behe and not Gimel Dalad. If you remember from the earlier Sugya, if I'm Pater on the Karen,
then you
then I don't pay dal v'hei, right? If I steal and shecht on Shabbos, according to Rabbah, that according to Rabbi Meir, that there's no kama rabbi made by knas. So if I steal the cow on Friday, and then I shecht it on Shabbos, so according to Rabbi Meir, I'm chayv to pay even though I get mises based. And why? Because by knas, it's a chiddush shechiddush Torah that you have to pay even when you're mase. But if I steal the cow on Shabbos, so and I do it through an act of I do the geneva through an act of chilul Shabbos and moshech v'yotze, then I'm pater and paying dal behei because. So apparently that only works if you're dealing with holes. But if you're working with halves, the Gemara seems to think it's possible. I'm paying 5 cows. It's a new species. I have a cow and I have a half cow. So that's what the Gemara's question was. So the Gemara then cites the following. That was Rava's Kasha from Reb Nachman. Ganav shor shel shnei shutvin utvacho v'hodal echar mehen mahu. Chamisha vakar amar achmana v'lo chamisha chatzoi vakar or dama chamisha vakar amar achmana v'afilu chamisha chatzoi vakar. Omar le chamisha vakar amar achmana v'lo chamisha chatzoi vakar. So Reb Nachman initially responded, not 5 halves. In the morning, by the way, he's going to change his mind. In the morning, he's going to change his mind. And you know why he changed his mind? No. Because he didn't have any cow, any beef to eat.
What?
At the end of the Gemara, is, he says, "Litzafra Amar le Chamisha Vakam Rachmana Afi the Chamisha Chatzai Vakar VaHaydelo Amri Lach BeUrta Delo Achli Bisra the Tura." Isn't that a great joke line? It's such a great line.
I don't get it. No, really, I really don't.
You know, Nagar. I just think this reminds me of a story when I was at Bachar Yeshiva. I think I was a sophomore, and when the yeshiva was learning, I must have been a senior. Psachim. What? I must have been my last year smicha. We were learning yeshiva, and the Gemara in the first parak in Psachim has a stira between whether or not you have to hunt after the chametz when a mouse took it, or a weasel took it, or a chulda took it. And the Gemara wants to make a chilek between whether it took it on Yudalid or took it before Yudalid. Because on Yudalid, there's not going to be much chametz left, so it saves it up. Whereas it took on Yudgimel, it eats it because there'll be more chametz. So the Gemara said, Chol Nevihi. So I had to convince these guys that was a pun. The Gemara was having fun. Chol Nevihi. Yes, it's okay. So here.
Do you believe it was a pun?
I think I know who it was, and I will not say who the people were who had trouble believing that you couldn't understand. If you actually ever heard a chol da nevias, then a nevias, and then you probably understood me. It was a pun. very possible. You know, it's at the end of Lachem Beis, and most people don't get to it. They're more likely to know it from the Gemara Megillah. Correct. They're more likely from the Gemara Megillah. Why did he send the chol da, not the Yirmiyahu? Right? Because women are more compassionate. Because Yirmiyahu was going bringing back the Aseret HaShvatim. So yeah, unfortunately, the disease of the Beis Medrash is a guy is more likely to know of chol da nevias from the Gemara Megillah Daf Yodala than they are to know from the Psukim in Malachim, you know, Beis, Perichof, Beis, or something like that. Okay. So anyway, we were talking about stealing an ox or a sheep, and Shechti, and Mevri Chamishai Bakar, and he focused on Bakar, and Rav Nachman says, I didn't have Bisra the Tura, that's why I couldn't give you the right answer. Bisra the Tura is from Bakar.
Well, what does he mean by that?
It means he didn't have his Wheaties. They still sell Wheaties? Guys still want to? You know the expression, right? You gotta eat your Wheaties.
Yeah.
So he's saying, I didn't have my Wheaties, that's why. I was hungry, and I was tired. When you're hungry and tired, then I'm thinking straight.
So he just disagreed with what he said earlier.
He said what I said was wrong.
Okay,
you ask someone, people sometimes, when they're carrying other burdens, which could be stress, hunger, tiredness, whatever else, you ask them a question, they don't always think as clearly. That's all.
He thinks that there is Chatzai Bakar.
Yes.
Okay.
My point was that what he said that he didn't eat is so funny. I didn't have my Bisra de Tura. Perhaps he should have stolen a cow to eat it. You know, the Gemara in Yoma, in the last parak, it's an important Gemara for other reasons, tells the story of the Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef were going, it's on the Mishnah Misha Chazo Bomas, you know, where this like mental illness where you need to eat, you know, and you'll die out of hunger if you don't eat. So anyway, they were going on the way, and one of them was Achazo Bumas, and he jumped on the roa and stole his lunch. Okay, so the other guy said to him, Kipachta la roa. So then they got to the city, and the other one who didn't eat was seized by Bumas, and all the people of the city came out bringing him food. So he says, I was Mekapech the roa, you were Mekapech the entire city. It's an important Gemara because of a tshuva, the Binyan Tzion, about Matzil Atzma B'mamon Chaver or not. And as he saved his life by stealing the money from the shepherd, are you really allowed to do that or not? But anyway, So basically, that's the equivalent here. It was like, it wasn't a chazo bumas, but basically couldn't think straight because he hadn't eaten a meal. So you have to eat properly. Talmid Yechachamim are not allowed to fast on a regular basis. It's not appropriate because it's ma'in melecha shemayim, the Gemara says. The Gemara in Tainus is that they undermine their avodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because their mind is not clear. You're not supposed to stay up late either for that reason, because you're ma'in melecha of the people you work for. You're ma'in melecha shemayim. You're supposed to get proper sleep also. What's that? The Rishayim in Congress don't know this. Yeah. This is what passes for an energy policy. Okay. What we can say about the Congress and the two parties is Shever al Shever Nikra. Okay. Anyway, so now, what is the Gemara? What was Rava when Rav Nachman told him five whole bakar and not five half bakar? He asked the Kasha. Esve. Tosus quotes us. Gana mishal avi v'tavach umachar. A man steals from his father, slaughters or sells it, v'achar kach meis aviv. So what happens now? When his father dies, what happens? Presumably the case is a situation where he is not the only son. If he were the only son, this would be a silly discussion. It doesn't matter how much money he owes. I mean, there is a nafkamina again, of course. What's the nafkamina?
Chayev
l'cherim. Chayev l'cherim, right? So the Gemara says that he's chayev to pay dal v'hei. Why? Because when his father was alive, he owed his father dal v'hei. Now what happened to Yarshin is very nice. But now the Gemara says. Now right now it didn't say, though, he got caught. He stole from his father, he shechted.
He gives it to his father's other son?
Well, that he would get, if he were to pay, he would be paying a share to his brothers. In other words, if he had four brothers and he had to pay Chamisha Bakar, he would give each one of them, and he'd keep one for each of them, and he'd probably keep one himself. Although it's a little, it's, Sachakol, that's what would happen. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Vahacha keva the meis aviv kamosha kadam vahodala echad mei and dami." Tosas doesn't quote it this way, but when his father dies, what has conceptually happened? He was modeh to one of the shuchim. Let's say he's got one brother. To whom was he modeh? To himself. And therefore, it becomes chamisha chatzai vakar. And what's the din? Chayev. And now the Gemara says. So that's Akashi, you see that Chamisha Chatzai Vakar. So Amar Lei, Hocha B'maya Skinan Kigon She'amad Ava B'din. No, his father was Mamad B'din, so he's Nischayiv to the father, Chamisha Vakar, completely. Ava Lo Amad B'din Mai, what would the din be? The Gemara says, if that's the case, if he was Lo Amad B'din, Eina B'shalam Tashlamer B'chamisha, because it's Chamisha Chatzai Vakar. So Ihoch, he had the Tani, safe, and what's the safest case? Gona Mishal Aviv Umeis, V'achar Kach Tavach Umachar. If a man steals from his father, then his father dies. Then he shechts. He's pater. Now, what will the Gemara ultimately say? Why is he pater?
It's his.
Well, because at least part of it is his. And it's going to have to be, even if the tashlumin can be partial, the avera of the tvicha cannot. It has to be utvacha kula bi'isura. That will be the maskana. But the Gemara says, look, teach us liminal cases, and the liminal case here would be the case you just give. Don't have ganav umesaviv achar ketavu machar. Have both cases be ganav mishal aviv v'tavachu machar, and then be achar kach umesaviv. But in one case amar bedin, in one case lo amar bedin. Lo amar bedin, it's like kadam v'hoda le'achar mehem, to himself. Amar bedin, too late because he's nischayev to his father. The hoda doesn't work at that point. So the Gemara says, Niflog b'didei b'medva amur mishamar b'dim alo medem einu shanti shan chamisha amar lei. He gives him a teretz. He just says it's a parallelism in the price in the Mishnah. But in the morning he got up and changed his mind. He said, you're right, chamisha bakar vafila chamisha chatzai bakar, and I didn't give you the right answer because I didn't have my Wheaties. I didn't have my Meaties. Okay, and sorry Danny, I just couldn't resist, it was there. And therefore I didn't give you the right answer. The Gemara says, what's the difference between Reisha and Seifa? The Reisha is Tvacho Kulo B'Isura. The Seifa is not Tvacho Kulo B'Isura. Okay? Tashlumen can be partial, Chamish Chatzai Vakar, but Tvicha, Tvacho, cannot be partial. It has to be the complete animal B'Isura. Okay. That was what the Gemara in Bava Kama says. So if we just think about it for a moment, Lamaskana Sa Gemara, if the man steals from his father, Shecht, and lo amad bedin, but then the father dies. What? And now Edom come and say, you stole from your father and shechted, what's the din? He's got one brother, he has to pay chamisha chatzai bakar. And notes chamisha chatzai bakar, one half bakar is keren, one half bakar is kefel, and three half bakars are the hay of the dalet vehe. So what is happening? His father is being morish knas. Levanav, le'achiv, even though there was no hamada bedin. Adam is morish knas, levanav. So that's why Tosa says, we have a problem in our Gemara. What are we going to do? So that, let's read this, read the Kasha. That'll be sufficient for today. Yitzigayen. Abel Hiksha Rivam.
Damina Meruba. Amar Lei, Chamisha Bakar, Amar Rahmanah, Velo Chamisha Chatzai Bakar. Itve, Ganav Mishal Aviv, Vitavach Umachar. Vachar Kach, Meit Aviv. Mishayim, Tashum Yidal Vehe. Vahacha, Kevan de Meit Aviv, Aviv, Zachalei, Manta, Ditei.
Right, Tosus doesn't formulate the way the Gemara does. I don't want to explore this right now. He says, "Kevan the Meisav of Zacha Mimansa Dide." It's not Zacha Mimansa Dide. It's that he's Modeh to himself, and therefore he'd only have to pay. I mean, it amounts to the same thing. He ended up paying only half Bakar, and you see that he's Chayev. Right, if it weren't for the Xeris HaKosov that Rav Nachman thought existed, which he changed his mind, Lo Chamisha Chatzai Vakar, even though Lo Amad Bedin, he would have been chayev to pay Chamisha Chatzai Vakar. Right, we wouldn't have needed the Ukimta the Gemara ultimately makes to get around the problem of Chamisha Vakar Velo Chamisha Chatzai Vakar. Alma. So you see that Adam is Morish Knas. Umihu. Right, we could have given that same answer. Instead, even we could have said, even according to you, that you want to say Chamisha Chatzai Vakar, you can't explain this Mishnah without Amad Bedin because Ein Adam Marish Knas Levanav. But the Gemara had a different kasha. The Gemara, on the basis of Chamisha Chatzai Vakar, they were forced to say the Mishnah right now is Kisha Amad Bedin. So they didn't have to get into the Marish Knas Levanav. You can't say, ha, if it weren't for Chamisha Chatzai Vakar, Adam would have Marish Knas Levanav. No. If it weren't Chamisha Chatzai Vakar, the Gemara would have asked this kasha. Fine. Ah, but that doesn't solve the problem, because Avakasha, Demasik Litzafer. Amar Le, Chamisha Bakar, Amar Chmanav. Avakasha, read, Demasik. The Gemara's maskana is Litzafra Amarle.
Litzafra Amarle, Chamisha Bakar Amar Achmanav, Vafiu Chamisha Chatzai Bakar.
Amarle.
Maishna Risha, Maishna Sefa. Perish de Gatani, Gana Mishel Aviv Umait. Vaharkach, Tavach Umachar Pater.
Right, the second half, Gana Mishel Umait, and then Tavach Umachar, why you Pater there? Amarle.
Risha Grinan Bay Utvacho, Kulo Bisura, Sefa Lok Akrinan Utvacho, Kulo Bisura.
Samashma.
The E Karinan Bay Utvacho, Kulo Bisura, Chai. Apal Gav Lo Amad Bedi.
Stop for a second. How is it only mashma that? Isn't it black and white? Mashma, the e karina. Now the Gemara says that the Resha, when his father died after his shechita, it was tvachol kula bisura. So he has to pay chamisha chatzai vakar. So isn't that black and white that it's adam marish knas levana? Why does he say mashma? Mashma di kina me tvacho kula bisura chayev afal gav lo amad bin da'amad on the marsh knas levanav. The key point is it's that last part of the sentence. Afal gav lo amad bin on the marsh knas levanav. In other words, the Gemara in the end could say, could have asked the Kasha, but v'ha adam in on the marsh knas levanav, and what could the Gemara have answered? Kisha amad bin. It doesn't need to there, but it only didn't need to. There's the whole point in the Gemara entertained Kisha Amad Bedin originally because it had to, because Chamisha Chatzai Vakar. Now it doesn't because Chamisha Chatzai Vakar. They're not talking about Adam Marish Knas Levanav, but it's Mashma, you don't need Amad Bedin anymore. Now the Gemara should ask the Kasha, but it's not black and white. The Iba Amad Bedin. The Shalohu Toveach Umocher. It's Mashma that way. Now this is the key line, and I'm not going to explain it now. The e be'amad bedin lo mechayiv knas de shalohu toveach umocher. That's not a simple line. So, this is where we're going to leave it now. I have brought you up to the edge of the promised land, but not in yet. Tomorrow, we're going to all enter the promised land in this Tosfos. When you finish this Tosfos, after going over it, please go over the Tosfos on Ayin Beis. I'm an Aleph in a Baba Kama. I believe it's the second Tosfos. Seifa, yeah. The first Tosfos. It's on the first line anyway. Oh, yes. Okay. Excellent. Okay.